Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone today from the Iowa chapter of America's Run for the Fallen. Jody Ranasit is with us here today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Run for the Fallen that's working its way across the country and, of course, the Iowa portion of that run, which will come through our area here. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time today. How did you get involved with the organization America's Run for the Fallen?
Well, I had signed my brother up. He passed away October 23rd of 2016 due to PTS. And so I had signed him up for the run. I'm not even sure how I came across it. And I ended up the last couple months ago, I had checked the site because I had seen something come across Facebook about the run starting, and so I wanted to see where he was, and he's in North Carolina being honored in July, and so I called and I asked if there was a possibility of me volunteering, thinking I would do something small, and I was told that they had they were in need of a run captain for the state of Iowa to plan it and everything, and just kind of landed in my plate. and so it's been quite a 2 months since I started this.
Oh, and you're still brand new at all this.
I am very brand new.
Well, so you got involved because obviously this is something that is very close to you. Is that what you find in this organization, that a lot of people that have gotten involved because it's something that hits home for them?
Absolutely. We have a lot of veterans and military that are involved. We have a lot of Gold Star families, especially Gold Star moms and dads getting involved. Our founder of Honor and Remember, he's a Gold Star dad. His son was killed in Iraq in 2005. And he started the Honor and Remember. We give out flags to Gold Star families. And so it's, you know, anybody that usually gets involved has a passion and a love for their veterans, the military community. And nine times out of ten, it's because we've been personally affected by it. And we want to make sure that our fallen heroes are never forgotten. We don't want our heroes to be forgotten, and we don't want anybody else's heroes to be forgotten.
Sure. Is the organization about supporting the families?
Absolutely. We support the families. We are a nonprofit organization. We stress out to the Gold Star families in particular, because they're the ones that are dealing with the loss of their loved one. We do different events. We have chapters throughout the United States. So we do different events with Gold Star families and 5Ks, whether it's that or other different events that we possibly can get moving throughout the state is what we do for them.
Sure. Well, in addition to your position as director of Iowa's Honor and Remember chapter, you're also the run captain for the Iowa Run for the Fallen, which has actually already started. This is a cross-country journey. Tell us about that.
It started April 7th in California. If you go on the runforthefallen.org and you go up to the right-hand corner, it says live feed, and you can go ahead and watch the run. It sits on my computer all day. Pretty cool. Need to watch them as they're running, and then they stop at every mile as they hold these flags. And let me quickly say, we have the American flag. We fly the state of whatever we're in flag, and then we have the Honor and Remember flag, and we have the Honor and Sacrifice flag. The Honor and Sacrifice flag is for the fallen law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, emergency personnel. So we have, and then the Honor and Remember flag is for the fallen heroes. So it's definitely, this run is through 19 different states. You can check the website and see which state is going through. And then if you're interested, email to find out exactly where they're coming through in your state. We need runners, and I cannot stress this enough. We need runners. We are on a shortage of runners for California and every single state that we are running through. We need volunteers to help out and donations and sponsorships. We need help in order to make this successful. And it's We're going to be honoring over 20,000 names. Currently, right now in California, it's going from oldest to newest with this route. So yesterday actually was 9/11 day. We honored 57 names from September 11th. Currently, right now on the live feed, they are stopped at a mile marker, and they are reading the names off of the fallen heroes for that mile marker. And then they present flags. We try to have Gold Star families there. It is a little bit harder because we had to go by date of death. So that's the hard part. Not all the Gold Star families can attend. And that's another thing, is that we ask for volunteers to be able to stand at the hero markers if the loved ones cannot be there. So that way that fallen hero is hero or heroes is never alone.
You bet. Well, you're working your way across the country. This is going to take the majority of the spring and summer months to get there. And you're coming through here, our area here in Cass County in the Atlantic area, and making that trip through here when?
June 8th. We will leave Omaha, Nebraska, the morning of June 8th, and we will end up in Lewis, Iowa at 5 o'clock.
Okay. So you said you need folks to participate as runners, volunteers, donations, all those kinds of things. So who can get involved, and how would they go about doing it?
Well, our runners do have to be over 16. I have, of course, a paper of the runner requirements. They can email me. They can call me. They can also reach out to the website. They're a little busy at the moment. They're kind of working some overtime with everything going on. Our national captain ended up kind of having some issues. She had some abdominal issues and ended up out now with emergency surgery due to appendicitis. So we're short on our national director right now. She's phenomenal. She's an amazing lady. And so she's out for a few weeks. So we're having to do some doubling up, and I'm having help in some of the other states. Which is fine, but all they have to do is just reach out. If they want a quicker response, I would come to me or them. And then we always, of course, we'll direct them right back to the website to sign up if they plan on running or if they plan on being a volunteer, just so we have that in our records and in the national database. This is actually the 10-year anniversary. It was done 10 years ago by another individual. I'm not sure where he's going to be at. I know he's going to be somewhere in June that he's going to meet up with the crew. But it's going to be an amazing event. We want the public to come out. And even if they are stopped on the other side of the road when we're going down the highway and they are waving us on, with little flags, or they just want to be able to see what we're doing and to support us. I think it's just going to be a great event for people to see. We also are going to have the Patriot Guard riders escorting us along with law enforcement at certain areas on the line. And so this is going to be one of those events that is something that's never happened before. It's never been this big. And so therefore, we want to make sure that everybody in the country knows about this event. We want the whole state of Iowa to know about it and to be involved and to support not just our fallen heroes, but our military that's still alive. They risk their lives for our freedom. And so therefore, we need to pay our respects and give this back to them.
You bet. It's not just veterans and current active military you're looking for to volunteer. It's anyone who's been affected by their work, which includes us all.
Absolutely.
Very good. Now, you mentioned it'll be coming from Omaha into Lewis on June 8th. Where will it go the next day?
The next day, we actually have a rest day. Not me, but the crew has a rest day. I will be going back to Omaha as I have some events I have to do there. But the next morning on June 10th, we leave from the same spot that we stopped. We will continue on and go to Winterset, Iowa.
Okay. So folks will have a few days worth of time to get out, find out about the message, and maybe see what they can do to help keep the mission moving.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, if they want to find out more, again, give them that contact information, Jody, and how they would go about learning more.
Well, you can reach me at 701-520-5998. My email is Ranisht, RanishatJody, at gmail.com. Or you can go to runforthefallen.org, and just you can play around on that website, check it out, check out the live feed, watch what we do and see, you know, how we're making a difference and as far as awareness and, you know, honoring our fallen heroes. We do end our this event in Arlington, Virginia on August 5th. We would love to have people come to that event. I am hoping I can make it. But that ends our ceremony that day at Arlington. We're also trying to see if we can do a 5K or a 10K there. Just Arlington is the place to go. If you want to see true heroism, you go to Arlington. I was there last year in May for Memorial Day. Very serene, very emotional. The place to be, and I think it's the perfect place for us to end our ceremony, the end of our ceremony will be naming off the names of the fallen heroes that we have previously just lost. And I know we've lost several this past week, so therefore they will be on our list also to honor.
Very good. Sounds like quite a project. Best of luck to you on that. We hope to see a lot of folks get involved.
Thank you. I appreciate it.